והייתה לכם לחוקת עולם בחודש השביעי בעשור לחודש תענו את נפשותיכם וכל מלאכה לא תעשו האזרח והגר הגר בתוככם. There should be a chok for you for eternity, that in the seventh month, the tenth day, what we call Yom Kippur, you will afflict your souls, no melacha, ki vayom hazeh yichaper alechem, letaher etchem, mikol chatotechem, lifnei Hashem titaru. This is the day that you will purify yourself from all your sins before God. Shabbat Shabbaton hi lachem, v'initem et nafshetechem, chukat olam. It is a Shabbat Shabbaton along the lines of Shabbat itself, and you will afflict your souls, a chok for eternity. The chiper hakohen asher yimshach oto v'asher yimale et yado l'chahen tachat aviv v'lavash et bigdei habad bigdei hakodesh. And the kohen who will stand in place of his father of Aharon will continue with the avodah of Yom HaKippurim, which had been already described at length, starting with what we read earlier today, and through the other aliyot leading up to these psukim. It is, of course, Avodat Yom HaKippurim. It's what we all know, what we all expect. The only thing is that this is the first time, and that's why I took the few moments to read the psukim. This is the first time that the Torah bothers to mention that this service takes place on Yom Kippur. In other words, we would have normally expected that, and this is the rule in every other korban, that first the Torah delineates the date in which the korban is brought, and then, and tells us about that date, and then tells us about the korbanot. We would have expected the same thing to occur in our parsha. In other words, instead of saying, Acharei mot b'nei Aharon b'karbatam, and then telling us what the avodah is, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe daber al Aaron achicha v'al yavol v'chol et el hakodesh. He can't come at any time the way that Aharon, that his children did. And now, on Yom Kippur, this is the what you should be bringing. This is what you should be doing. Because after all, it's only on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim. But that's not what happens. First, we have the full description of the Avodah. And then, we have this mention that this is going to take place on every Yom Kippur. The Gra, Vilna Gaon, in a comment which is brought by one of his Talmidim, in Rav Avram Danziker in the Chochmat Adam. So he says the following idea. And it's an important one. It's a sort of an idea that it almost waited for him to see. Because if you take a look at Rashi, if you take a look at the Ramban, they'll all say at the beginning of the Parsha, this takes place on Yom Kippur for Aharon. The Gra says no. Gra says that if you think about it, and he brings several proofs, which I'm not going to get into at the moment, basically, there is a difference, a distinction being drawn here by the Torah between Aharon on the one hand and every subsequent Kohen Gadol on the other. Aharon was allowed to enter into the Kodesh Kodeshim every single day of the year. Any day that he wanted to, he could enter. The only condition was Bizot Ya'avol Aharon al HaKodesh. This is the way that Aharon, this is the service that Aharon has to fulfill before he can enter into the Kodesh. He shouldn't be like his sons. In other words, what was the Aveira, if you will, according to this, of Nadav and Avihu, is that they entered the Kodesh without proper preparation. They sort of burst in their ecstasy, in their moment of devotion. They entered and trespassed where they should not tread. But Aharon has the ability to enter, but he has to understand what the proper steps are in order to allow him to enter. On the other hand, every subsequent Kohen is going to be allowed to enter only on Yom Kippur, and this becomes the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And then if you read the Parshia, the Parshiot carefully, you see that it fits perfectly. That basically we have a description of the Avodah for Aharon. This is what he has to do in order to enter the Kodesh Kodeshim whenever he wants to. And then we're told that on every Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will fulfill these steps, this Avodah, in order to enter as well. Now the question then becomes, what is so special about this Avodah that it enables Aharon to come in? And another question, neither of these questions is addressed directly, at least not in the Chochmat Adam and his description of what the Gra said, but that's question number one. And the other question is, well, why doesn't a Kohen Gadol have the ability to go in whenever he wants to? So the idea here, I think, is, if you will, it's the flip side of the same coin. What is so special about the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, at least the way that it's being presented? You would think that Bizot Yavo Aaron al Kodesh, Vifar ben Bakar lechatat va'ayil ola, he should bring these korbanot, and then we have the special garments that he wears, and then there's a pasuk which you don't expect. Namely, Umeit Adat b'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Si'irim, Izim lechatat va'ayil echad la'ola. Not only does Aharon bring his korbanot, not only does Aharon wear his bigadim, he has to bring special korbanot on behalf of the Am. The most famous of them, of course, being the Seir La'azazel. All of these korbanot enable Aharon to go in. In other words, when an individual is struck by devotion, when an individual wants to come close to God, when an individual wants to go beyond and to reach out to the divine, we expect him to be able to focus on himself in order to achieve that. And here the Torah says, no, you have to do that as well. You have to bring your special korbanot, and you have to wear your special begadim, yes. But umeit adat b'nei Yisrael, you also have to be bringing korbanot as part of the Am. Aharon isn't an individual apart in a vacuum, separated from the rest of B'nai Yisrael. He is part of the Am, and if you separate yourself from the Am, so then there's no way that you can enter. Somewhat paradoxically, there's no way for you as an individual to reach out. You have to be part of the Tzibur. By the same token, right, when you think about our own tefillot, so those tefillot need to be part of a tefillah b'tzibur. You have the tefillah of the yachid, but it's within the context of tefillah of the tzibur. When you cut yourself off from the tzibur, you separate yourself from the tzibur, even perhaps especially if it's within the goals of personal devotion, in reality, you are cutting off the branch in which you're sitting. And that is the lesson that Aharon has. And the flip side is all the subsequent generations. There, and we can't, perhaps the Torah says you can't vouch for the individual integrity of any given Kohen Gadol. Any given Kohen Gadol says, I want to go into the Kodesh Kodeshim. Does he have the individual pedigree in order to do that? Aharon does. Perhaps Nadav and Avihu had it, had they realized the lesson of being part of the Tzibur. But does every subsequent Kohen have that? No. But what every subsequent Kohen does have And what each one of us has is that we are part of the tzibur. So we, the dorot, start not from the individual wanting to come close to God and connecting as part of that with the tzibur, but rather we start with the tzibur. We start with the fact that it's Yom HaKippurim. We start with the fact of Lifnei Hashem Titharu, that before God, you as a plural will become pure. You will be sanctified as the entire Am. And within that context, the representative of the Am, and perhaps the Kohen on an individual level as well, he can enter the Kodesh HaKodeshim. We can't separate our individual passion. We can't separate our individual devotion from the tzibur. Ultimately, we are part and parcel of the klal, and based on that, we can reach out to Ribono Shel Olam. Have a wonderful day. Shiurim at 9:10.